Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 780 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. And before we get to that, though, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. You know, it's the beginning of the year now, so you might be thinking of adding more people on your team. And if you're going to do that, maybe you've never done it before, it can be quite difficult to hire new people and find the right people for those positions. Plus, the first thing you have to do is actually, you know, put those job descriptions out there. And you have to go to like every single job site to do that, which is really difficult. There's hundreds of them. Well, that's what ZipRecruiter was built for. You can instead go into 100 different job sites and posting and kind of filtering in all that information from all those different sites, signing up for each of them. You can just do it once at ZipRecruiter.com/Pat and then put that job description in there and boom, it'll be sent out to hundreds of different places for you. And then they also screen the best candidates for you too. So there's no need to correspond over email or phone call. I mean, it all happens in ZipRecruiter.com, which is super cool. So the call to action for you right now is you can actually try ZipRecruiter for free. You can actually try ZipRecruiter for free right now by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Again, one more time, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, now here's today's question from Nathan.
Hey, Pat, my name is Nathan Young. My wife and I run a home-based baking business. You can find us at honeybunnybaking.com. We regularly attend farmers markets, and we were looking for something to do outside of that. Well, I just finished the book, Will It Fly? So I went through the validation steps, and we got initial customers. They pre-purchased. We decided to do a pastry subscription. I was really inspired by Noah Kagan's Sumo Jerky. We went kind of the opposite way, so we did a pastry box subscription that we deliver. Hyper-local, so we're actually making things and delivering them to people's doors. Well, we had as many customers as we wanted for the first month. So they bought subscriptions and we made everything and delivered them, got a lot of really great feedback, and we were ready to kick it up a notch. Well, the second month, all of our subscribers dropped off. So now we're at zero customers. So my question is, what do you do when you validate, you get validation, and then all your customers leave? Is that a sign of failure, or is that, or do you press on and say, this is definitely worth continuing? That's all. Hope I get an answer to that. Thanks so much.
Hey, Nathan, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you picking up Will It Fly? And more importantly, I appreciate you taking action. So this is really cool. Honey Bunny Bakery, you said, and you validated your idea, subscription box service, hyper-local. You're out there delivering it. People wanted it. That's great. That's the first part. You know, you got people interested in a product. You got people to pay for it, and you got people to enjoy it. And now people aren't enjoying it any longer, or they decided not to continue to subscribe. So you might remember the story about Nathan, Noah Kagan, right, from Sumo Jerky. When he was validating it, he was trying to get people to subscribe for longer months for a little bit cheaper, right? So that was one thing that I think you could have done instead of just 1 month, asking people to subscribe for 3 months, because one of the benefits of these subscription boxes, right, is getting them automatically delivered to you or automatically sent to you. And that's one of the benefits of actually signing up for a longer period of time. And then at the end of the time period or the trial period that they have with you, then you can sign them up again at a discount price or the same price before the price goes up and things like that. So that's the first thing. So now that you're at this point, though, I mean, you can't go back into time. We don't have access to a DeLorean or whatever. But you can be confident that you have an idea that works. That's huge, right? You've tested this out. People want this. They're parting with their money for this thing. But why aren't they continuing? That's the big question. Well, the best way to get this answer is to ask your audience and get feedback. Ask your subscribers, the people who got that first round, hey, you know, how did you enjoy it? And why didn't you continue your subscription? I mean, just literally straight up ask them why. I mean, this is one of the best things that you can do as somebody who sells anything. If there's a change in behavior with your customer, you need to dig and find out what that answer is and why that happened. And since you have access to these customers, you probably have their phone number and or email address. You call them, talk to them, email them, Straight up ask them. They're going to tell you some amazing answers that are going to help you moving forward. So it's not a product issue, I feel. I feel like it is a offer issue or benefit issue. They don't quite understand the benefit, or maybe they just didn't enjoy the experience. Maybe there was something wrong with the experience of having that product, but the idea of that product is something they were able to part money with. Now it's the execution part, and now this is where you're digging in to find out exactly what's wrong. And that's the beauty of this validation process, right? It's the idea that you can put stuff out there and understand what's going on. You want to take all the guesswork out, and that's what you're doing here. I mean, you've done a lot of the work already, and now you just have to take a few more steps and go out there and do it. And again, I would recommend that the next time you sell this, to sell multiple subscriptions for a cheaper price, you know, 3 months, 6 months, a year even. And that way, you're going to have these customers who pay up front, hopefully, for a lot of these things. Maybe some of them will also want to continually pay monthly. But either way, they're going to agree to a longer period of time with you, and then they're going to have that experience of the benefit of, like I said, these subscription boxes, which is a surprise, right? That's the cool thing about the subscription box, is it's a surprise. You forget that you subscribe to these boxes, right? And then they come in and you're like, wow, this is awesome. That's why subscription boxes are one of my favorite gifts to give people, because typically if you give a subscription box to somebody, you're going to do it for longer than 1 month. I've done this for my in-laws, for some friends and colleagues. And what's really cool is every month I'll get an email or a call from these people saying thanks, because it reminds them again that, I had sent them this gift. So subscription boxes are a great idea, and it seems like you have one that would work. But let's dig deeper, ask your audience for feedback, ask your customers for feedback, and ask them, how come we didn't renew? And let them tell you the answer. And then based on their answer, you're going to make changes, right? That's what it's all about. Collecting feedback, making changes. Collecting more feedback, making changes. Collecting feedback, making changes. And so some of that feedback might be like, oh, well, the price was too much, in which case you can then talk about, okay, well, what else is going to be included in that batch? Or maybe we didn't share enough information about why this is valuable, or maybe the price is just wrong, so you can focus on changing the price. Maybe the feedback is there was something with the packaging that just was a turnoff that you wouldn't have even expected. You don't know until you ask. So ask, Nathan. That's the answer. So I would love to follow up, or have you follow up with me and share with me what the results of this are. But until then, I want to tell you that we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, which is really cool. So thank you for that. And anybody out there who's listening or watching right now, actually, just a fun tidbit, Nathan, I am live broadcasting this recording right now on Facebook. So you can check that out. Back in the archives, I'm recording this on, what's the date right now? Because we're a little bit ahead of schedule, December 14th. So almost a month ahead of time, actually more than a month ahead of time, because it's the 16th that the date that this episode comes out in January. So you can go back into my Facebook group or Facebook page, facebook.com/smartpassiveincome. On December 14th, you can watch the video that's there. And watch me cough a couple times in the middle because I'm still getting over being sick, which you didn't hear because we edited that out. Ah, the beauty of audio editing. Anyway, thank you again, Nathan. For those of you who have questions and would love your question potentially featured here on the show, plus a shirt, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And finally, as always, here's a quote to finish off the day by Robert F. Kennedy. Only those who dare to fail greatly can ever achieve greatly. Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I look forward to serving you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Cheers.